Rockstar, I feel one of the best movies I have seen.
I agree.
For real.
Whenever, you know, there's that moment at an airport or at a restaurant when people come up to you, even before they'll take Kizzy Basu's name from Dil Bechara, it is Mandy from Rockstar. And that's when I realized the power of Rockstar or the power of films, yeah. You know.
Okay, tell me about Imtiaz Ali, okay?
So he's lived a very vibrant life in Hindu College and in Jamshedpur, and a lot of what we see are actual experiences he's had. That's why he's obsessed with trains. So you see it in Jab We Met, you see a train in almost every film of his. Whoa. You know,
Pankaj sir,
he is the most generous and kind human
being. Have you seen that meme where he's like this scene? Have you seen that?
Which one?
Mirzapur ka. The best supporting actor goes to Pankaj sir's neck.
Welcome to another episode of Figuring Out. आज की जो हमारी गेस्ट हैं, वो गेस्ट से पहले एक फ्रेंड है जिनको मैं बहुत एडमायर करता हूँ फॉर हर अनकन्वेंशनल करियर चॉइस. इनके पास बहुत ऑप्शंस थे. ये एकेडमिकली स्कॉलर है, गोल्ड मेडलिस्ट है DU की, अपने स्कूल की टॉपर है, इनको लाखों करोड़ों की जॉब मिल सकती थी. पर इन्होंने अपना वो सेटल करियर छोड़ के एक अनकन्वेंशनल पाथ चूज किया क्योंकि इनका पैशन था एक्टिंग करना. और फिर आज ये बॉलीवुड की टॉप अपकमिंग एक्टर है. आज का जो पॉडकास्ट है वो इस बारे में है कि कैसे आप अपना एक कन्वेंशनल पाथ छोड़ के नए शहर में जाते हो पैशन फॉलो करने के लिए. उधर आपको चैलेंजेस क्या क्या फेस करने पड़ते हैं, इनकम को लेके, अपनी फाइनेंसेस को लेके, अपनी फैमिली को लेके, अपने करियर एडवांसमेंट को लेके, अपॉर्चुनिटीज़ को लेके, इन सब के बारे में हमने बात करी है. टुडेज़ एपिसोड इज़ रियली इम्पॉर्टेंट क्योंकि हमने ये समझने की कोशिश करी है कि जब आप बाय एक्सीडेंट किसी पैशनेट करियर में एंटर करते हो तो क्या आपके लिए चीज़ें ईजी होती है कि डिफ़िकल्ट होती है, और अगर वो डिफ़िकल्ट होती है तो कैसे अपनी रिलेशनशिप अपने कोस्तास, कलीग्स, अपने करियर और अपॉर्चुनिटीज़ के साथ बेटर करके लाइफ में आगे बढ़ा जाए. Enjoy the show. But before you enjoy the show, go subscribe Rajshamani Clips and Rajshamani Shorts channel क्योंकि वहाँ पर हम इस बड़े से podcast की छोटी छोटी clips डालते हैं ताकि आप बहुत कम समय में एक बेहतर leader बन पाओ और हमारे guest को, एक leader को बेहतर तरीके से समझ पाओ. Enjoy the show.
By the way, first time I think everybody saw you was Mandy. Right, I remember, and there we used to be your dialogue where you're like, "Ki tumne mara hai or something like that."
Tum ho uski bimari, Jordan.
Yeah. Rockstar, I feel one of the best movies I have seen.
I agree.
For real. Not because you were in it, just yeah. because I love the movie. Yeah. I don't care who was in it. Yeah. Like, it was so good.
I think
good.
That's true for everyone.
Yeah. Like, it just, and you know that movie gets so real because I think शायद एक या दो ही मूवीज होती है जिसमें मैं हर कैरेक्टर से रिलेट कर सकता
हूं. एग्जैक्टली. मैं वो ही, जैसे आज तक व्हेनेवर यू नो देयर इज दैट मोमेंट एट एन एयरपोर्ट और एट अ रेस्टोरेंट व्हेन पीपल कम अप टू यू, इवन बिफोर दे विल टेक किजी बासूज नेम फ्रॉम दिल बेचारा, इट इज मैंडी फ्रॉम रॉकस्टार. एंड आई वाज, मैं अपने भाई से बात कर रही थी जब एयरपोर्ट पे हुआ था, एंड आई वाज लाइक, ब्रो इट्स बीन 11 इयर्स. उन्हें एक सपोर्टिंग कैरेक्टर कैसे इतना, हाउ कुड इट टच देम सो मच. एंड दैट्स व्हेन आई रियलाइज द पावर ऑफ रॉकस्टार, द पावर ऑफ फिल्म्स, यू नो, इफ इट सेटल्स हियर इट्स सेटल्ड फॉर लाइफ.
ट्रू.
सो इट्स जस्ट द मोस्ट ब्यूटिफुल थिंग
दैट वाज देयर, राइट? यू नो, आई थिंक एवरी सॉन्ग, देन एवरी कैरेक्टर, एंड इट वाज टाइम कि ऐसा लग रहा था मुझे, आई हैव बीन दैट कैरेक्टर. Like, yeah, I've been every character in my life.
Exactly.
क्योंकि मैं कभी मैंडी रह चुका हूँ, मैं कभी जॉर्डन रह चुका हूँ, मैं I was Nargis character, then I was this, I forgot the actor's name. Oh my god.
Kumud Mishra's part.
Kumud Mishra. Yeah. Like, I've been that person with my younger brothers, siblings, and everyone. चल खा ये कर.
वो that's the relatability that I think we all crave even today in our films. जब कोई film चलती नहीं है तो I think इसी के वजह से नहीं चलती, because that chord is not getting struck.
What do you think movies kyun chalti hai?
I really think that films are meant to be stories of human beings.
Okay.
Human beings are 90% emotion. Baki 10% sab kuch aur hota hai. But 90% we're all just emotional beings. And when that strikes, the films just stand the test of time. If you take, you can take Dilwale, Dulhania Le Jayenge, Kal Ho Na Ho, Rockstar, any of these films that are just settled in our minds, we remember Shah Rukh Khan's eyes and that one tear that dropped, because that's what touches here. You can have fancy action sequences, all of that, but if there's no emotion, there's nothing.
But isn't it, I feel, there are few movies which I really like because it's a very exaggerated version, because I can't live that life, like Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham.
Correct. Fantastical films.
Yes. Like I feel like I need, maybe a helicopter se utrunga, I can imagine myself. Correct. Shah Rukh Khan, like it's such a grand life. That's why I like it. Obviously, but the larger part is because I could relate to that, those emotions.
Yeah, I think you enjoy that grandeur, but what you're actually relating to is his relationship with his father, with his brother, with himself. That's the real connect.
But why do you feel like if it's about relatability and emotion, that's what logo sa travel karta hai? This is a genuine question.
Yeah.
Har cheez itni romanticize kyun karke dikhate hai? Like, I know that this is not happening. Like that, you know, your role in Dil Bechara. Like, everybody craves for that romance, that emotion. Right? Yeah. अब वो रियलिटी में रोज नहीं हो सकता, बस तुम तो दो घंटे में दिखा के बता देते हो।
मेरे दिल और दिमाग में तो ऐसे ही चल रहा होता है। It's literally like
that. That's good for like your 2 month honeymoon period.
No, but I feel like when you fall in love, it doesn't it feel like that?
Yeah, when you fall in love, तब it feels like that. Okay.
Yeah.
But then you have to maintain that relationship for a very long time.
Yeah. And then that's when life hits in.
I'm not telling the relationship is bad. I feel it's an amazing feeling. It's beautiful. And there are phases jahan pe tum rockstar wali vibe mein jaate ho, phir tum Dil Bechara vibe mein jaate ho, phir tumhe kabhi kabhi khushi kabhi gham bhi karna padta hai family ke saath, right? You have to do everything.
Kabhi it's the time to disco bhi karna padta hai. But
yeah, so you have to do all of that.
But my question to you there would be ki aapko dekhna hai utne level of hardships film mein agar aap Saturday Sunday ko ja rahe ho, to wohi agar aap ladaiyan aur issues dekhoge, then how is cinema serving that function of escapism? At the core of it, films are always supposed to be escapist.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the fact that Jordan had to go through heartbreak to find true love is a cinematic telling of his life.
Yeah.
You know, it's... So, you're supposed to... You will actually go to bed, in your head, you'll be singing Sadak, not go to an actual concert. But... That's the idea. Yeah. I think films should be escapist. Yeah, they shouldn't be too real.
Okay.
Beyond a point.
So, you mean to say ki if it's a good film, the formula for a good film is it should be very real in emotions.
Yeah.
But provide you a feeling of escapism.
I think so. I mean, life. I'm no one to... Yeah, I don't have any...
No, that's your personal formula, preference as a consumer.
As a consumer, now as a working actor also, jaise jab... पहले तो ऑडिशंस ही करते थे, तो ऑडिशंस में आपको कुछ बताया नहीं जाता, राइट? यू विल गेट अ कॉल फ्रॉम अ कास्टिंग डायरेक्टर के एक्स वाई जी प्रोड्यूसर इज मेकिंग अ फिल्म, ये ऑडिशन सीन है, प्रिपेयर करके आ जाओ. सर, इसके पहले क्या होता है, बाद में क्या होता है, फिल्म की ओवरऑल स्टोरी क्या है, नथिंग. देन वंस यू फिनिश दैट जर्नी एंड कम टू द नेक्स्ट फेज, विच इज you get the honor of being narrated stories. So now a filmmaker or writer will approach you and be like, I want you to hear this story. That's when you start realizing that what do you even connect to? As an actor, aap kis cheez se connect karte ho? And I've realized that I have been narrated some really complex, layered, matlab hazaar cheeze ho rahi hain, plot bhi complex hai. Par jab emotional core intact nahi hai, character ka, मुझे या तो यॉन्स आने लग जाते हैं या मैं दुनिया भर की चीजें सोचने लग जाती हूँ, विच इज व्हाई आई फील लाइक विदाउट एन इमोशनल कोर देयर इज नो फिल्म. या
इंटरेस्टिंग. ओके, लेट्स टॉक अबाउट दिस, अबाउट द प्रोसेस.
या
कि यू स्टार्ट फ्रॉम इट, आई थिंक यू डोंट हैव एनी बैकग्राउंड इन द मूवीज, नोबडी इन द फैमिली हैज बीन इन द इंडस्ट्री,
नथिंग,
नोबडी, राइट? नो एक्टिंग, नो थिएटर, नथिंग,
जीरो.
सो यू आर अ न्यूबी इन द होल इंडस्ट्री, right?
Yeah.
At least you started like that.
Yeah.
So process kya hoti hai? Ab kisi ko, whoever is watching, let's say kisi ko actor banna hai and somebody is thinking that, hey, main bhi ek school mein hoon aur mujhe bhi Mandy banna hai. What is the process of becoming an actor? Tell me
so
step
I
by
can
step.
Tell you, okay, the honest part about my journey is that Mandy banna hai was a decision that was taken for me and I didn't take for
okay,
myself.
Okay, taken for you, matlab, tell me.
In the sense that when Mukesh Chhabra came to my school and he was basically Rockstar ki 50% shooting ho chuki thi aur unhe ye Mandy ke kirdar ke liye mil hi nahi rahi thi ladki.
Okay.
They wanted a Kashmiri looking, there was this brief, right? So I think Mukesh then decided that he will himself go from school to find this girl.
Okay.
So that's how they were shooting in Delhi at the time. That's how they came to my school, modern school. And they told our theater teacher in school ke ye brief hai. Agar is brief ko fit karne wali koi bhi ladki aap jante ho, to please unhe audition ke liye bhej do.
Okay.
And they were in our school campus. So and I've been a dancer since I was 3-4 years old. So Kathak and jazz. And so typical every school function, you're performing and all that.
Okay, you're the bright child.
You're that child who's over-enthusiastic and
yeah,
always.
You're that child jiski wajah se hame inferiority complex hota hai school. Okay.
You were also that child.
No, I'm not. Okay,
no,
so
but
happened.
Anyway, yeah. So and acting wasn't something I used to do. I used to be dancing all okay. the time. I was about 13 at this point. So then my seniors are like, oh my God, you know, this casting director has come and Ranbir Kapoor ki film and like Raj sir is calling you. So I'm like calling, why is he calling me? I don't know how to act. They're like, just shut up, come. So I go. That's when I met Mukesh for the first time. He said, I'm going to take your audition. I was like, audition. I didn't
audition
know what the word meant. I was like, audition kya hota hai? They gave me a brief ke bas ye bol do, ye kar do. And I was like, sir, mujhe rehearsal mein wapas jana hai. I was just thinking about that because I was this dedicated school kid.
Okay.
And I did it. He was like, okay, done. I gave it. Didn't realize ki hua kya hai. Went. And next morning, mama got a call from Rockstar's AD team saying that Sanjana has been finalized as Mandy and you guys have to fly to Dharamshala tomorrow morning. And I remember mom tried to frantically get in touch with me. So she called my teachers. I was in school. And I remember the position where I was standing under a banyan tree when I spoke to her. And that's when I mean that Mandy was a decision taken for me. It was something that now when I look back, it feels like it feels like God's way of making me enter this world.
Okay, tell me one by one. I'm going to name the actors.
Yeah.
And the people you've worked with and defining moments. Tell me one thing about them which you really loved when you were working with them.
Okay.
So Ranbir Kapoor, start with him because
It started with him
and everybody loves him.
Yeah. With RK, I think what stood out, we have like a bro relationship. Like we talk shit. But it is his ease, the ease with which he creates. The magic that he creates is what was shocking to me because mujhe lagta tha as actors, you know, you have to be very, like make a big deal about the craft and the process. But he will be Ranbir 1 second and Jordan the other second and you will not know what happened in the middle. So that is the biggest takeaway. The ease with which he carries his fame. It's like a easy t-shirt. He doesn't wear it like a stiff tuxedo. And the ease with his craft.
Did you notice something about him which probably we from the far don't see? I'll tell you one experience I had with RK. So Ranbir Kapoor, I met him. I think this was Yashraj studio when I was in first year or second year of my college. And Ranbir Kapoor was there for something. And he was just standing right next to his car. And at that time, I think he used to have Airtel. Like that, there used to be his car. He was standing. And I was starstruck because it's like,
yeah, of course.
I've just come from Indore to Mumbai.
Yeah, it's too
and
much.
And Ranbir Kapoor dikh gaya bhai. Yeah. Like it's a big thing. Okay. So he's just standing there and I saw him and I'm just doing like this, right? And I'm like, what? And he's just like, hey, dekh kya idhar idhar.
Yeah.
And I was like, main, right? Main idhar gaya. Phir bolta hai, photo chahiye? Main la, haan.
Yeah, classic.
Like, photo chahiye? Main la, haan. And then he just, फिर ऐसे फोन निकालते अरे लाइट नहीं अच्छी आएगी इधर बोला फिर लाइट गई थी लाइक ठीक है और कुछ है मैं नहीं
आई थिंक या दैट्स हिम इन अ नटशेल फॉर शो
आई वाज लाइक व्हाट वाज दिस
या
बिकॉज़ आई एक्सपेक्टेड अदर सो I don't want to name another artist I saw at the same place.
Right.
Right. And the other artist, I was starstruck right after him, like 3-4 days later.
Yeah.
And I that looked at different. Him, he looked at me, I was going, sir, can I? And he just, pushed and he was standing. So
exactly. I think
that's Ranbir Kapoor. Like, he just made it. And then second time I met him, we both played football together.
Hmm.
Recently, there was a match between his team and our team.
Right.
And we were playing, right? And he was right there. He just comes and then, you know, game se pehle tum sabko se, you know, you just shake hands and like, good luck. He just comes, my turn, we both hands. And while he's going out, he looks back. Yaar, dekho, main dekha hai kya, apan khelenge kya pehle? And I was like, nahi, hum nahi khelenge kabhi.
Yeah.
Chalo, ab khelenge, agli baar yaad rakhunga.
Yeah.
And then,
correct.
I was like, what is this? He doesn't have to say that.
No, of course.
He doesn't have to tell me that, okay, I've seen you somewhere. If I've not, probably, ab main yaad rakhunga kyunki ab next time I'm playing.
Yeah. No, absolutely doesn't have to. And I think like this, I can narrate 100 incidents where, especially in those early moments, right? When you're, ek to aap bachche ho, dusra aapne kabhi ye kiya nahi hai, teesra, you're doing it with, you know, the biggest young superstar that our country's seen. If he didn't do the 100 things that he used to do to make me comfortable, there would be no Mandy. Without Jordan, there's no Mandy. And by that, I also mean that without RK, there would be no Sanjana at that point as an actor, because the first scene of my life is I'm doing it with him. And they're long scenes, and Imtiaz's scenes are complex in the way that they're written. So I remember, like, we would go to a corner. We would have some, now I don't remember the conversations, but I remember having these chats where after that 3-4 minutes of that conversation, I knew exactly what I want to do in the scene. Like, then I have no questions. But before that, I think he could see my nervous energy, me scrambling, me like getting fidgety. And then it would be like, and that would be the ishara. Then we'd go. Some to conversation we'd have. And then I'm a different person. It's like I'm hypnotized.
Okay.
So it's just that. It's some magical
quality. Tell me about Imtiaz Ali, okay? So there's a conspiracy theory which goes on internet that Imtiaz Ali apni life ki incomplete stories movies mein dikhate hai, right? Is that a thing?
Is that
true?
I can tell you that that's true for every writer.
Okay.
Because it's actually true for every artist, मुझे लगता है क्योंकि आप unconsciously ना मतलब आपकी life ही dictate करती है आपके art को as much as you try to deny it. If I do a scene right now when I go to set and I'm really happy or I'm really sad, I'm not thinking about where that's coming from, but I know it's coming from me and my experiences. So with Imtiaz also, he's lived a very vibrant life in Hindu College and in Jamshedpur. And a lot of what we see are actual experiences he's had. That's why he's obsessed with trains, because even his production house is called Window Seat. Because when he used to travel from Jamshedpur anywhere, it was always on a train. And he would be that curious kid observing people. So his memory of childhood is that window seat. So you see it in Jab We Met. You see a train in almost every film of his, you know. So his life, I'm sure, has impacted his work.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah.
Train. But now that I can think of...
Yeah. Think about it. There'll be a train scene in most of his films. Yeah.
Interesting. Then you did movie with Sushant Singh Rajput.
Yes.
What made him so loved? Like, he's one of the most loved actors he was and he still is today.
Yeah, as he should be.
Right?
Yeah.
And like, what do you think? You've worked with him and your first big movie as a lead actor was with him.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that was really special.
Yeah.
So, what do you think? Like, what? Because I became his big fan, like really big fan after MS Dhoni, because I'm a sports fanatic.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's.
At any point, I couldn't feel that it's not Dhoni. Like,
absolutely.
It's just. He would, and the way he would, you know, do his cricketing stroke, and I was like, yaar,
no, 100%.
Kya banda hai, yaar. Like, I could see, and there's a song in a movie, Besabriya. In that song, I just can't see Sushant, and I can, instead of his face, I see my face. Like, he looked so real in that song. I was like, So what made me love him was I could feel that he's me. He represented like a common man there.
Exactly.
I could never feel that he's way away from me.
Yeah.
You know how with other actors, let's say I would talk about Hrithik Roshan, right?
Correct.
I feel Hrithik Roshan is far away. Like he's a Greek god, bro.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Sushant, he's like...
He's one of us. Yeah.
Like he's just one of us.
Yeah.
Like he's there. He's replaying my life.
Absolutely.
So that's what made me love him.
Yeah. I think the reason why he will always be so loved is because of his blinded honesty and dedication to his purpose, his craft. When he is in a character, there's nothing else that matters. And I'm not that honesty can't be taken lightly because it's very rare.
Mm.
That's his rare gift. That's what I believe and that's what I saw, you know, and that's what will transcend time forever. So
he was like super honest with his art, with his people.
Yeah, with his purpose, with his art. And in this world, that's the toughest thing to do.
Was there any moment with on the set with you and him where you felt, hey, this is why he's genius? Like, is there any...
Endless, because Dil Bichara
is... Any specific incident you can tell me?
So many, but we were shooting in Paris and there is that scene where... basically, there's this really emotional scene where we are at a graveyard and it was so cold in Paris that day that I started getting frostbites and all of that everywhere. And mid scene, my nose started bleeding, like bleeding. And it was a very challenging scene. So we had close ups, both of us.
Hmm.
And because I think any actor who's that evolved like he was will know that it's extremely hard to get back into that emotional place again. I remember trying to tell me without saying it that that's happening because I was going on and on. Mujhe pata hi nahi chal raha. Main scene mein behri hoon aur wo hoye ja raha hai aur naak bhi behra hai saath mein. And then he's trying to save it. And then ultimately when I didn't realize and then when I did this in the scene and saw and then he called cut in the way that not everyone looks out for you like that. Not everyone takes care of you like that. And that always stood out to me.
Mm. Do you find hard making friends in industry or is it easy for you?
I don't. I mean, I don't think about it as industry or otherwise, but in life only, like if I connect with the person on any level, it could be a stupidity level, like just cracking right. Dumb jokes or an intellectual level. For me, it's just that. And luckily, I think the film industry is made of very passionate, very intelligent people. So there's always, right now I'm just in that phase of, you know, absorbing from them. Because like I am working with people far more senior to me.
Mm.
They've Pankaj seen much sir. More of life. They've had much more of a journey. So I'm in that student phase, I feel.
Nice.
And then with the ones of my own age group, there's like whether it's Tara or anyone, ball. That's just, it's a ball. Because you're just trying to keep it as light as possible, you know? So.
Hey, tell me like this last question on this and we move towards other part.
Yeah.
Last is Pankaj sir.
Are.
Okay. Have you seen that meme where he's like this scene? Have you seen that?
Which one?
Mirzapur ka.
Huh?
So he's like, the best supporting actor goes to Pankaj sir's neck. He just said that.
Oh my God.
And that is so true. The guy.
Oh my God.
How can he get into any movie?
He is the best.
Any role. Lead, non-lead, you don't care, but you are dying to see him.
Oh my God.
Because Pankaj Tripathi has become like...
He's an emotion.
He's an emotion himself.
Yeah.
Like Pankaj Tripathi is an emotion.
He's an emotion. Yeah. 100%. And when I got this call to be like, we want to narrate this film to you, which is a father-daughter drama, being directed by the director of Pink, with Pankaj Tripathi playing your father. I'm like, मुझे नहीं सुननी. It's a yes. Yeah. I don't want to know when you're shooting anything. And then, you know, people start telling me that, like, if you prepare at 100 with Pankaj, so prepare at 300 because he's that well, like, he's just that good. Uh-huh. So, मैं मतलब nervousness के next other level पे पहुंच गई हूँ. And then that whole process of prep and reading started. And he is the most generous and kind human beings. Like, I mean this in the most absolute way. Like, he will look out for you. He will want you to do better. He will help you. He will share years of his wisdom with you. Ke agar tumhare liye uska 2% bhi benefit ho jaye, to I'm happy. It's just been like, I came out a different person after that film. Like, the way Rockstar changed me, 10 years later, Dil Bechara changed me. And now I think as my fourth film, this one has shifted something, because just spending those 2-3 months with him every day was...
Did you feel challenged?
I felt challenged. I felt nurtured. I felt supported. And I felt playful. Like, every scene used to feel like now we're like knocking on a tennis court. And now he might drop it, but he might smash it. And I have to have the skill to keep the rally going, you know? And that's what I crave as an actor, because I'm here to do that.
Do you enjoy fame, by the way? Do you love it?
I love it if I can know for sure that it's a byproduct of the connection people feel with me. If whenever I felt I've got fame for something that...
Hey, fame is fame. Let's just not complicate it. It's just like, hey, do you love getting recognized?
I enjoy it.
You enjoy it?
I enjoy it.
Do you not feel like, hey, mujhe wapis meri private life chahiye, aisa fun chahiye?
मतलब वो moments भी कभी-कभी लगता है. कभी-कभी लगता है जब when you realize that, I think only in the last couple of months I've realized that when you step out of your house, you belong to
a different world.
Yeah, and to the world, right? So you can't get offended if someone takes a photo of you. You can't, whatever, all of that. But broad stroke, I have to say that I do enjoy it.
You have to say.
No, I mean, I'm
saying
that.
You have to say that you enjoy it. Yeah. Because I love it. I tell you, like, since the time, I think I've worked all my life.
Yeah.
To get recognized and validated by people.
Yeah.
And I don't feel ashamed by saying this. A lot of people say, hey, validation is bad. Working for getting recognized is bad. I'm like, fuck it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I just love it. Because why do you work?
True.
You work to get recognized. Even either it's in your field or for the world. I mean, to each their own. But we all work to get recognized and get money and get power and get power to create a good impact and positive impact in the world. So yeah. Mil raha hai to, like, you know, I love it. And I want to keep doing it. I want to give my 100%.
100, yeah.
To do even more. Like,
for
there
sure.
are times that I tell you, okay, there are times that when I do something, like, I'll give you an example. I talk about PR events.
Yeah.
Just the, like, there are times that I know that I don't belong to this PR event. Yeah. And I don't want to do that. I don't think. But it's like, then my team tells me that, hey, it's better for you to go there because XYZ for a reason, it's important. And like, just because my team tells me that's important, I'll go and show up, because I know that I don't want to be guilty ever because I left something which could have made me better in my world or better known in my world. Because I really do feel that best doesn't win in this world. Best known wins.
Right.
So that's why I want to be really, really best known in whatever I do. So I really enjoy it, A, from the reason that I love getting recognized.
Yeah.
And B, from the reason that I know that if you're not best known, you lose. I think every person in the world should starve, should work, should crave to become best known in their field if they're really ambitious. Because if you're best known in your field, all your dreams, achieving them will be so much faster that you can't even think of.
So that's interesting that that's how you look at it. I think mine comes back to the way you said that fame is fame, don't complicate it. Tune abhi complicate to kiya. But I will say.
Don't call out on my own show.
No, I'm just saying that. See, being I feel that there are 100,000 ways to be recognized and to get fame.
Hmm.
Especially in today's social media world.
Yeah.
There are 100,000 ways. You know that it can be through the pentras you do publicly. It can be through fashion. It can be through anything. Anything you say.
But there are bizarre ways to get famous.
That's what I was trying to say initially. Maybe I didn't articulate it correctly. Is that I want to be recognized and loved through the characters that I play and the stories that I tell. And through the work that I do in education. These are the two. Me being the youth champion of UNDP India and the connection I make with the world there. And as
an actor.
These are the two ways in which I want to be recognized. I don't want to tomorrow say something random catches public fire and I get recognized. I don't want recognition at the cost of anything. I want it at the cost of a good performance and good impact. I feel a desperate need to prove myself to myself. Desperate need. That I will not deny, but not. I don't feel the need to prove myself to others. I don't carry that burden with me at all.
Yeah, that's very wise of you to say. I'm at the same age. We both are same age. Yeah. And I feel there's
you
a constant.
You and I are wired completely differently.
Very, very differently. Yeah. Because I feel there's something in me who wants to prove to the world. There's something. I'm very inferior and insecure. Like, I don't come off like that. But I'm very insecure with myself. Like, I'm an overthinker. I feel inferior in front of others. Even though, let's say, you and me are friends and we'll randomly talk and there's no need, we're different field, different worlds. I'll find something in you which will make me inferior.
Oh.
Like, it's just so bad thing.
Oh, God.
I start comparing myself with random people on internet. I start comparing myself with, you know, like my friends, with people in my industry. It's just so bad. And there was a recent reel I saw of somebody and it hit me home. Okay? And he said, people who are emotionally wounded from their families and not being covered, always try to cover that feeling of void by an achievement.
Mm.
So they are finding reasons how can they achieve more.
Mm.
And it can be in professional life, it can be in personal life, it can be with people. So you're always constantly finding, because there's a part of you which was, because you always saw someone else in your family or as growing up as a child, maybe your father or your mother, who was always trying to achieve something. They never took out time to give you attention and made you feel comfortable. So you're always trying to achieve, and that's why you're finding reasons to make yourself that, oh, I'm not enough. I need to be better than her. I need to be better than him. And I need to just constantly keep achieving. And that sense of achievement will get us some level of confidence or happiness. But that just fizzles out the moment we achieve it.
Exactly.
And then it goes on. So, right.
You know, I am every day's exposure to very high performing individuals, especially now. And what I've learned from them is that everyone is finding their own something to motivate them.
Yeah.
So for someone it's a void from childhood. For someone it's a desperate need to prove it to themselves. Apne hi saath lage hue hain ki matlab pata nahi what that struggle is or what that journey is. For some it's to the world. But we all need something to motivate us, and I think that's okay.
Yeah.
I really think that ultimately that's okay.
Okay. There was one line which you said in the beginning. Which is very, very interesting. I want to know your take on that. Love is a compromise.
Oh, God.
Okay. Why do you feel love is compromise? I don't think love is a compromise, by the way.
By more than love on its own is not a compromise as much as to make love healthy and lasting. Both the people involved need to.
So you mean a relationship is compromise? Like a relationship needs to be for the longest time. That is compromise because you compromise some of your needs and your partner compromise some of their needs. And together you make it work because you really love each other. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. maybe that, but what I really mean is love is compromise. And I'll tell you why is because love is an emotion and it manifests itself differently over a period of time, right? Initially, it's almost like lust, where it's like you just really want that person emotionally, physically, everything. And then as you get that person, it evolves and it changes. And that process of evolution is where I feel compromise starts coming in. Where, like, whenever I've really felt like I've obviously not loved 18 people in my life, but I feel I've experienced love till now once in my life. And I used to believe that person is, you believe that they're golden, right? Yeah. There is no flaw in them.
100%.
There can't be.
Yeah.
You know?
Because it's like,
oh. Yeah, it's like, I mean, everything about it is great and them is great. And then you realize that, okay, there's so many things that I didn't realize about this person. So that's the first degree of compromise, where you're compromising with your own expectations even. That's where it starts. And then it's the physical manifestation where, like, you do things in your lifestyle, your goals, your ambitions to make it work, which is the relationship aspect of it. But I believe love, and I meant it not just romantically. Like, I mean it in every sense of the word. Because I feel like I've had to do it in my own life through my 20s, as like my friendships evolved from passionate teenage friendships to stable adult friendships. They evolved in what we do for each other, our expectations of each other, all of that, right? And that evolution involved a lot of compromise, I feel.
You know, you talked about this thing that, hey, you love someone for something and then you start finding flaws and you're like, oh, we never thought of this. You know, my perspective is a little different. I know that this person has, let's say, N flaws, but I try to find the one reason that I can love them for.
Yeah.
And I just want to stick and go hard on one reason.
100%.
I know that there are 10 things wrong, one thing is right. And I want to go all in. And I'm okay with the flaws because it's that feeling. I feel love is that feeling where you're like, you know, teda hai par mera hai type by the way. Like, it's just...
Absolutely.
So I feel like...
And maybe some...
Love is not a compromise. Like, if you don't have to compromise when you're in love because... You just love being around that person.
Yeah.
So you don't have to compromise to be around that person. And when you fall in love with the right person, right? This is what I feel, because when your values match, I think probably I'm too young to say this, but I genuinely believe that you don't have to compromise. And it never has to be compromised, because that person automatically understands. So it doesn't feel like compromise.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's like, let's say I'm super ambitious. Really, really ambitious, and I will, till the time I achieve the certain goal or a dream I have, I won't give my significant other as much time as she deserves, right? But if she really loves me, we both love each other, we'll get it.
Yeah.
We don't have to do it. And if my significant other is like, okay, my partner, she's like, hey, she loves little things.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make sure automatically that I'll do like those. Small little course, things to make to sure make that, sure hey, she's
that
happy.
That she feels special.
She feels special. She feels good.
Yeah.
So that just compensates for everything.
Right.
Because there's no need to feel. I think the bad love is compromise when you feel guilty that you're not doing enough for other person. And that's why you have to compromise your needs and wants and your lifestyle in order to be with them.
Yeah, I mean,
It's just like, I feel that's true, like a kind of love, which is...
That could be, or it could, maybe, you know, compromise is a strong word and it can be misunderstood in different ways. I just feel it to the extent that, like, and I've seen this in my parents who fell in love in school and they've only ever dated each other and then they got married to each other and it's been like 37 years.
Wow.
So I have this very idealistic notion of love, especially growing up, because I used to think ke aise hi hota hoga life mein. You meet that one person, then you date that one person, then you marry that one person and cut to I'm 27 and, you know, life has shown its many colors. But what I've noticed is that, say, for example, if my dad is known to have a slight, like, say that he can get angry on small things or get angry easily. My mom, over the years, has learned to realize that he doesn't mean it, keep it aside, and then give him that time and then talk about what needs to be talked about. Now that is, you can look at it as, okay, it's my partner, it's a flaw, I ignore it. Or you can look at it as, she's compromising to her expectations of, oh, he shouldn't have said that, he shouldn't have spoken like, she's like, it's fine, we'll give it time. I mean, compromise is as little as that.
So that learning curve.
That learning curve. And also I feel like two ambitious people in our generation, we are all so possessive about our goals and so blindsided by them that we get really caught up in who should move to which city, who should sacrifice that promotion or that next goal. Like, we are all, it's different. Wired, right? So we're not wired to, like, our parents' generation, I think, used to make these decisions at the drop of a hat. That I love this, what you're saying, I love this person, forget it, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Figuring it out. I don't think our generation is like that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know?
That's true. I think a lot of people, a far majority of people won't compromise on moving a city for different people. And rightly so, because they have their own life and their own goals and then their old dreams and then their own circle.
So that's what I'm saying, that they're not ready to compromise.
Yeah, that compromise at all. Now I get it.
Yeah, that's why.
Can you do long distance?
I will choose not to.
Okay, tell me a quick thing, okay? How difficult, like, do guys come and approach you? Or is it difficult now because now that you're an actor, you have a certain aura, people know you, it has reduced because people are afraid of your power? Because this happens with famous people. This happens with really pretty hot girls, really famous people, really powerful people in any way, really intelligent people who give that look as well. Or professionally, if you're really accomplished, it happens. Like, guys feel afraid. And you have done, I think, list mein saari cheeze tick kar di tune. So
I think... mere itne, even in school and college and stuff, I don't have as many incidents of like any guy really coming up to me like that. But of course, it's more with the people you're exposed to naturally.
Or the friends turning out to be. Ouch.
It's like, damn. I thought.
Tum to bhai the.
So then. I was like, I guess not.
Okay. Ouch. Okay, is that with you as well? Like, from point one, from first one or two interactions, you know that, are you capable of having a romantic relationship with them or no? Like, it's just, you just friend zone them or like romantic zone them?
Yeah, I think that happens, that natural slight. Very natural. There are like, it's like two baskets. This person is in friend zone and this person is in the other basket.
And then when friend zone person tries to get away from this, you're like family zone, bro.
Straight like, no, 100% that happens. And and it's very clear, and I don't know why it happens. It's probably just like vibes.
Yeah,
right?
it just gives, I think. But you know, there's a pattern. I was reading about it, how you can break patterns of people if they've been perceiving you in a certain way.
Oh yeah.
So there's a really good book about it. I forgot the name. And the whole book was about that there was this man who was in UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a super popular guy, extremely emotionally aware, emotionally available for people. And for 2-3 years, he was so emotionally available that he ended up becoming super close friends with like 20-30 girls. Oh. Right? And they all like friend zoned him because he's like my shoulder to cry on and all of that, right? And girls would like fall for like all the fuck boys in the world, and they would come to this guy. And then he wrote a book because he went on this quest that I cannot have a romantic relationship with people because I never make first move anything romantically.
Okay.
He's always just like, hey, I'm going to support you as a friend, as a family, as a brother.
Okay.
Like, it's always that. And then he wrote a book about how you can turn and get away from that family zone and get to this. And then his whole book is about breaking a pattern.
Oh, God.
That if you're... And the book is divided into three parts, okay? The first part is where from friend zone to romantic.
Okay.
Then the second part is if you're in a romantic relationship with someone, how do you get to friend zone?
Wow, like, he's convoluted this yeah, human like, being.
It was really good. And then he thought, is how do you use this power of seduction in order to get ahead in your careers?
Oh, God.
Like three parts divided. It's yeah. a really, yeah. really cool book.
I mean, I feel like the one thing I've understood for sure is that I'm almost naturally repulsed if that person is making... I feel like even if you're making a move on someone, do it in a sleek way.
Okay, what's the sleek way for Sanjana Sanghi? Give it to us. So,
I mean...
Imagine, like, how do people should... How can somebody approach you? Let's say you're at... Okay, I don't want to name the bars.
Yeah.
Okay, like you're at this bar yeah. where I meet you often, yeah. right? So that you're at this bar and if I come and meet you, it's like, hi. And then there's some guy who tells me like, hey, can you introduce me to this person? Because
as long as I don't know this backstory
yeah.
and when you come up to me and it's flowing so, and easy, it's cool. But
okay, tell me two situations. How can I introduce you to someone? And second, how can somebody directly come to you?
How can you introduce?
Like if you're, say, I'm a friend and I want to introduce one of my friends to one of the girls he's interested
yeah.
in. What should I do?
You should like every time that you have done, just bring a friend and be as nonchalant about it as possible. Like just.
Okay, just as casual as
possible. As casual as
hey,
possible.
Just mean I thought yeah. it would be interesting to.
Yeah, because I think that when two people meet in that pressure of, hey, like, this person is interested in you / vice versa, it just kills whatever potential vibe there is.
Okay. So be casual about it.
Yeah.
That's one.
Be
now,
easy
second
about
is, let's say if some guy who's watching this wants to come up to you and has a potential, you don't know, maybe this guy has potential.
Yeah.
Right?
There's potential everywhere.
Yeah. So come up to you and be like, hey, I wanna, like, what should, how should they approach you?
They should.
They should.
This is a weird thing. I'm thinking about all the guys who have and where I've enjoyed it.
Because you give me a vibe that, so, though you're super friendly,
yeah.
but when I see you from far, you give me a vibe that, hey, touch me not, bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just like stay away. Like, don't
yeah,
talk to me.
No.
I'm in my own zone, bro. Like, just
that's why I'm
stay
saying,
away.
I think the moment I sense from the guy that this is, there's a possibility of a great
connection.
Friendship or connection or conversation, then I'm going to talk. Now, where that goes is different.
So, how does it come? Like, somebody wants to come and talk to you.
Just turn up.
Because it starts with physical attraction, then conversation, and then it turns into romantic things, right?
Yeah.
So, somebody who's attracted just want to come to you and be like, hey, I want to talk to you. So, what do you do? Hi?
Or no, start with like a cheesy pickup line. Maybe that piece now happens less. The random person coming up to you and just...
Cheesy pickup lines.
Yeah, pickup lines though can please stay inside the cheese because okay. we don't want them.
You don't want them?
No, no.
You know, nobody should
ridiculous.
Come to you and be like, I can oh, lost in
tell
like,
me one...
are you Google Maps and oh. shit like that?
Tell me one girl who has fallen for this.
I don't know.
Yeah.
At least on Instagram Reels, they fall on it.
Yeah, that is true, actually.
Instagram Reels, US have seen those Reels where guy would randomly go to a girl and put like some chick, like, some pickup line
yeah,
and the girl is like, oh,
oh God,
9 out of 10 she'd love
me.
It and then they
not happening
they find it okay give me chalo jaldi so give me how should somebody approach you and then that's how we end.
Honestly, I think they need to just find a common friend and then casualize the situation. If I'm being brutally honest, because when it's someone I just don't know, then I'll probably just take it as a like someone who likes my work and then turn into that, hey, do you want a photo zone? So
typical actor behavior.
Actor behavior, huh? I'm being ridiculous.
What did she like in a car? Ouch. Okay, guys, here's a good tip I can think of right now. I just came up with it. Okay, so if you're friends with someone, you can definitely go and have a conversation, casualize the situation.
Yeah.
If you're not friends with someone and you happen to see this person at a bar,
yeah,
okay, become friends with bartender.
Oh yeah.
Tell the bartender to casualize situation for you, make drinks, talk to her, And then you swooply enter and have the same kind of drinks and then start the conversation.
Facts. This in a European city sounds much more likely than in a Delhi or Chandigarh, but theek hai.
If somebody can pull off, I can just think of random ideas. I'm helping my boys out there.
Come on. You're very helpful, I must say.
Thank you so much, Sanjana, for coming here. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Raj.
For being here.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
थैंक यू सो मच ये एपिसोड एंड तक देखने के लिए. हमें बताओ कि क्या ऐसे गेस्ट आपको और देखने हैं कि नहीं देखने हैं. अगर देखने हैं तो कैसे क्वेश्चंस हैं हम उनसे पूछें, और नहीं देखने हैं तो कौन से ऐसे दूसरे गेस्ट हैं जो आप चाहते हैं कि हम हमारे शो पे लेके आएं. क्योंकि हमारा मिशन सिर्फ एक है कि हम वर्ल्ड के और इंडिया के बेस्ट लीडर्स लाना चाहते हैं आपके लिए, ताकि आप और हम उसे सीख के एक बेहतर लीडर बन सकें इस कंट्री में. बिफोर यू लीव, प्लीज़ शेयर दिस एपिसोड विथ वन पर्सन. किसी एक इंसान के साथ शेयर करो जिसको इस कॉन्वर्जेशन से हेल्प होगी और वो अपनी लाइफ में एक बेहतर लीडर बन पाएंगे. अनटिल द नेक्स्ट एपिसोड, कीप फिगरिंग आउट.